This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
One quarterback decision has been made in college football. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Zach Gelbin for Perloff today. Zach, Alabama has landed on their starter. It's going to be Ty Simpson. Not a shock there. Simpson, 22 years old, sat behind Bryce Young originally, then sat for 2 years behind Jalen Milroe. So he's got plenty of watching experience. But he's the guy who beats out Austin Mack and Keelan Russell, two teenagers. And it makes a lot of sense. We were talking about the AP Top 25 poll, which was released yesterday. Alabama is sitting there at number 8. I think that's underseeded. You know, Alabama with a quarterback who's older. We've seen how that kind of experience can really help with these teams. You get Kalen DeBoer, the head coach, gets his offensive coordinator back, a guy he's worked with for 15 years, and Ryan Grubb. So they are back together after a year apart. And obviously, it's Bama. If they didn't have a good defense, we'd wonder if hell was freezing over.
Well, that's the thing to me on why I love Alabama this year. And remember all those people that said, oh, Kalen DeBoer, he can't coach defense in the SEC. Oh, how is he going to be able to do that? I think right now they have the best defense in the country, and at worst, one of the best defenses in the country. And Ty Simpson is growing on me. About a month and a half ago, I would have said I wanted to see Keelan Russell start.
The youngest of all.
And let's also remember, they have Ryan Williams, who at one point last year, we were debating, is it Jeremiah Smith or is it Ryan Williams who's the best player in college football? And I think he's going to have a monster second season. I believe Alabama this year is at least winning 10 games. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the standard for DeBoer, obviously he has to make the college football playoff this year. But I think they're definitely winning at least one college football playoff game. And I'm with you. I think Alabama at 8 right now, it is, they're in an underrated spot, which is something they have not been in a long time.
Yeah, it is odd, right? It's not a non-traditional, untraditional underdog, if you will, but no one's really calling them an underdog in a true sense of the word. You know, it's funny about the pressure on Kalen DeBoer, and I'll agree with you that it's like, I think it's college football playoff kind of or bust. Like, I don't know if they'd necessarily move on from him after just two seasons. You know that when you're passing the torch from Nick Saban to anybody, it's going to take a little time, plus the parity in college football, not making excuses, but they have to make the college football playoff. I don't know about winning a game when you get there. I think it probably depends on how it looks. But one other expectation that I would have for Alabama, in order to be considered a air quote successful season, I don't think we're really going championship, but maybe, you also can't have one of those really bad losses. You know, it can't be the loss to Vandy. You can't have the loss to a bad Oklahoma team. You know, it's just got to, it can't be a letdown, right, of one of those bad losses. So to me, start off the season against Florida State, It's going to be a really interesting game, but it's got to be college football playoff and also not, oh, we don't trust Kalen DeBoer because he's going to lose to Vandy and Diego Pavia 2 years in a row.
I think that Bama needs to smother Florida State, especially with what Castellanos said and the blatant disrespect that he has that Alabama program for a quarterback, by the way, that got benched by Boston College last year.
Yeah.
If Alabama is still Alabama, they need to not only beat Florida State, cover the 12 points, yep, and smother them. And I look at DeBoer. I am a big fan of DeBoer. I've known him since Fresno State. He took Washington to a national championship game. I would be shocked if at some point during his tenure at Alabama, if he doesn't win a national championship. But if you miss the college football playoff this year, even myself, who is a huge, mega fan of Kalen DeBoer, I can't defend him. And I just wonder, the Alabama fan, what is going to be good enough for them this year? Because if they just make the college football playoff and they lose in the first round, there's going to be a lot of people that are saying, hey, that Nick Saban fellow wouldn't stand for this. And that's the tough part, is he's replacing Saban. What is going to be the bare minimum success? And that's why I kind of think he needs to at least win a college football playoff game or be one of those teams in the bye, which you don't need to win the SEC this year to be one of those, yep, bye teams, because they changed that format in the top four.
Yeah, you can give us a call at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476, and your expectations for the University of Alabama. One other thing about this AP poll that sort of jumped out to me is, you know, we talk a lot about parity in college football, and obviously Texas got the most first place votes with 25, but, you know, lots of teams got first place votes. And yeah, there are the big programs clearly are at the top, but I never got the sense, Zach, that the voters have a real strong suspicion on who is the best team in college football this year. Let's turn to our pal Andy Staples, covers college football for On3 and On3.com. Andy, you've got the internet big mad today. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Maggie. Yeah, it's I knew this was coming. It was yesterday, it came out. I knew I was logging off Twitter as soon as it dropped. The annual, I guess it's going to be annual now because my editors seem to enjoy it, the blue blood list.
A lot of clicks, a lot of views too.
Yeah.
I chose strictly on vibes last year, and that pissed everybody off. So I created, there's no objective criteria because obviously it was a sport that was decided, the champion was decided by polls for years and years and years and years.
Yeah.
But the most objective criteria I could, and I think it even made people madder.
Okay, wait, let me set it up, because we're introducing you. Andy Staples from On3 came out with the college football blue bloods according to you. And you did use a formula. I'll let you say it in a second. But you also, just to make people even a little extra mad, the teams that missed the cut, I think, is what has people really ticked off. But Andy, what was your criteria for what determines who a blue blood is in college football?
So I did, obviously you need historical success. So there's a couple different ways to measure that. But the easiest way is how much have you won, sure, over the years? So I did, you have to be in the top 15 of all-time winning percentage for teams that have played at least 750 games. So the 750 is an interesting one because that puts Florida State in. If you up to 1,000 games, Florida State's out, because Florida State was a teacher's college that did not admit men until the 40s. So that's where you get some of this stuff. And like Boise State doesn't have the minimum number of games. Appalachian State has the minimum number of games, but hasn't won national championships in the FBS. But so you've got to do that. Top 15, that's the first one. Top 15, all-time winning percentage. Second, you have to have won national titles in at least two eras. So, and the way I divided the eras was 1936 is when the AP poll started. So that's the first time we have a semi-reliable national champion. So 1936 to 1964. 1965 is where they changed the rules to allow two platoon football. So everybody stopped being Travis Hunter, and you could have dedicated offensive and defensive players. So the game changed dramatically in 1965. So 1965 through 1997, 1998 is the BCS. That's the first actual national championship matchup where all the conferences were participating. So the third era is BCS and CFP. So you have to have won national titles in two of those three eras at least. And that's where I got into trouble, because I didn't think about where teams won their national titles. I wasn't really trying to think about it, because I know everybody thinks I tried to exclude people on purpose. I didn't. My own alma mater is the one that missed by one.
Yeah.
in winning percentage. But Nebraska and Penn State were the ones that got caught in the two-era problem. Nebraska has national titles in 1970 and 1971, and then 94, 95, 97. That's the same era. That's the late poll era. They don't have any. If Nebraska had beaten Miami in the BCS title game after the 2001 national, 2001 season, Nebraska would be on the list and Miami would be off the list.
Yeah. Okay, so Andy, for people who are, in their car right now or maybe didn't get a chance to see it, let me roll out what you have. These are the blue bloods, according to Andy Staples, his criteria. Alabama, Florida State, Georgia, LSU, Michigan, Oklahoma, University of Miami, Notre Dame, Tennessee, Ohio State, Texas, and the University of Southern Cal, USC. Here's who missed the cut. Auburn, Clemson, Florida, you mentioned your alma mater, Nebraska, and Penn State. So you're right. I think the biggest thing, Andy, was people look at Nebraska, and it's like one of those gut, like, who is a blue blood? Nebraska. You can't tell the history of college football without Nebraska. And I think people associate Penn State also with one of those, won titles in the 80s, consider them a blue blood.
But the thing is, Penn State, that's the thing that makes Penn State different, and in a way, Nebraska. But Nebraska, it's tougher, and I feel bad for them because they have titles in the 70s and the 90s, which feels like two different eras. But that's, when you break it all up, those are really the same era. But the Penn State one, they don't have titles in the 50s. They don't have titles in the 40s. They don't have titles in the 2000s. They just have 82 and 86. And I think that's the one that surprises some people. And then basically, if they want to get on the list, if Penn State or Nebraska want to get on the list, just win the national title this year. Because then you'll have one in this era, and you're in. For Florida, it goes Florida, Clemson, Auburn are the next three in winning percentage. They would have more work to do. It would take them several years of winning very, very consistently. And obviously, Clemson's been winning extremely consistently. Not so much Florida or Auburn. But to then move up, because Miami's the last one on that list in winning percentage. Florida's the next one. Florida would have to do more consistent winning to jump Miami in winning percentage.
Andy Staples here with us. USC is on this list, and we know how great the brand is of USC, but current day USC, right now Lincoln Riley, this is a massive year for him. What are your expectations for him for this upcoming season?
This is not a massive year for him. He is has a buyout that is too expensive to do anything about, and if he goes 7-5, nobody cares. Nobody's firing him. They have a huge recruiting class coming in 2026. So, they're probably going to be an average Big Ten team this year. If they're above average, that's good. That's probably better than they're expecting. And they've got a big class coming in next year. They like the guys they brought in this year. They have a quarterback named Husan Longstreet, who's a freshman, who he's not slated to start right now, but I wouldn't be shocked if he winds up starting by the end of the season. And so I think they're – arrow is kind of pointing toward the future. I don't know that they're good enough on both lines of scrimmage to be competitive at the top of the Big Ten this year.
Andy Staples is joining us. Andy, just back to the Blue Bloods for a moment. So, everyone's big mad about some of the programs that were left off and then some of the programs that were included. Of the programs that you did include as Blue Bloods, were there some to you that you were kind of surprised fit the criteria, or you even kind of shocked yourself? Because, to be honest, no offense to EJ, I don't know if I consider Miami a Blue Blood. Weirdly, I kind of think of them as a new blood, even though they may have the greatest college football team ever put together. And through my lifetime, Miami's always been a thing.
Yeah, the thing is, Miami's actually been playing a while, and they weren't great. But they were pretty good through the early years of the sport. And remember, when they started winning national titles, that was over 40 years ago. Like that Howard Schnellenberger national title in 83, that's 42 years ago. It's been a long time. It's interesting because Miami actually hasn't really been relevant on the national stage in 20 years. That last year they finally start to move back toward that. But if they don't have that 2001 title, they're not on that list.
Right.
That's the thing. They slipped it in because they got a BCS era title. But yeah, it's interesting when you think about it. But we're all getting old. Is I think what this means.
No.
Because I'm like, yeah, no, Miami didn't get really good till I was a kid. I'm like, wait, I was a kid a long time ago.
Yes, when I think of 30 years ago, I think it's 1970. That's not true. It's not the case. Okay.
Remember, Maggie, remember when we were kids and you listened
like
to the
talking to my grandparents quote unquote right now.
Oldie station in the car, and it was the best of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And you're like, well, the 70s were only like 10 years ago.
No, what makes me feel the most old, besides people who I watch play their kids now playing professional sports, that will always make me feel old. But also classic hip hop. The classic hip hop station yes, makes me feel
that's
very
a channel
old.
Now.
I'm like, oh, you mean Biggie and Tupac? Uh-oh, that's classic now. And I guess it is. What did you find was the fan base that got the most upset at you? Was it you're identifying the blue bloods of college football? You used a method to do it. I know Nebraska, Penn State, you said was feels a little odd, but was there anyone else who kind of came out of the woodwork that you felt like they thought they either did belong or didn't belong? Who are you getting the most blowback from?
Well, the Florida fans are mad because Florida State and Miami are on their list and they're not.
Mm.
That's understandable. And Florida just missed by one. Like it's that close. They meet the national title requirement within 96, 2006, 2008, but just off on the win percentage. And, you know, look, the thing about Florida is this is another one of our, you know, generational. We've lived in a time when Florida's mostly been successful.
Right.
Our parents lived in a time when Florida wasn't very good. And so that's the problem is it took Florida a while to really get rolling. And that's why they're behind Miami in win percentage.
Andy Staples joining us from On Three. You can check out the Andy and Ari podcast is a must listen. Fantastic job. Andy, just one more for you. Coming back to the present day and to the news, Ty Simpson gets the starting job at Alabama. Not too much of a shock there, I'm assuming. Alabama 8th in the coaches poll. What's your expectation for Kalen DeBoer and the Tide?
They're loaded. So it really is, if Ty Simpson is good, they're going to compete for the national title. And if he's average, they're going to be what they were last year. And what they were last year was 9-3, just missed the playoff. That's probably not good enough at Alabama. So I think they better be hoping he's good. Now, the situation is good because you've got Ryan Grubb coming back to reunite with Kalen DeBoer. Ryan Grubb was his longtime offensive coordinator. Remember, Ryan Grubb was the offensive coordinator of the Seahawks last year, and he ended up getting fired after one season. So he's back with Kalen DeBoer. He'll be calling plays. I think that's going to help, but we'll see. I mean, Ty Simpson was on the roster last year, and if you talk to Alabama fans, they'll say, oh, yeah, Jalen Milroe was the biggest problem last year. Okay, well, Ty Simpson didn't beat out Jalen Milroe, so maybe he's developed, but this is a situation where he's been on the roster for 4 years now. Mac Jones kind of was the identical thing. In his fourth year, he wins the job. He wins the national title, so entirely possible that could happen again.
Andy, last one for you. And again, thanks for the time today. We know it's busy with people shouting at you on the internet about blue blood programs in college football. But, you know, we get this question a lot from listeners and we bring it up ourselves. And I don't know if we have a great answer for it. And I'm curious to get yours. With Arch Manning and with Texas being mm-hmm. the number one team in the country, and people say, well, why couldn't Arch Manning beat out Quinn Ewers last year? And that, you know, could Arch actually be as good as we think if he couldn't beat out Quinn Ewers? And we get this question often. What's your answer to that?
This is the same thing I was just talking about with Alabama.
Yeah, that's what made me think of it.
If Ty Simpson balls out, there's going to be some retroactive, why didn't you put him in over Jalen Milroe last year? There will be a ton of retroactive, why didn't you start Arch over Quinn last year? Steve Sarkisian will get relitigated, essentially. The 2024 season will get relitigated if Arch is awesome. Because, look, Quinn Ewers was a veteran. He was a longtime starter. So you're comfortable. You know he's comfortable with the offense. But if Arch is as good as people think he might be, Sark's going to get that question. And it's a legitimate question. Because if he was better, they might have left a national title on the table.
Hey, Andy, I got to ask you this. Because last night I was trying to go to bed to get up at 4 a.m. Eastern time for this show. And I see all this stuff about John Mateer's Venmos, which mm-hmm. may be him, and these gambling allegations from 2022. What do you think the fallout's going to be from this? And is Oklahoma going to talk about this? Is Mateer going to have to say something? Because That took really social media by storm last night.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to say at this point. The question is there more? Because there's nothing that can happen from this. What you've got is a bunch of Venmo transactions. First of all, kids, make your Venmo transactions private. Like, you're a moron.
PSA
of the
day.
Public Venmo transactions, period. You're a moron. Because the first time I saw it, so for those who didn't see it, one of the transactions is just sports gambling, USC versus UCLA. Like, it looks like somebody made it as a fake.
Sounds like me in college, honestly.
Because it's too obvious. Like, yeah. It's just idiotic. But the fact of the matter is you can't prove anything from that Venmo transaction unless somebody's like, yeah, we were betting on the USC-UCLA game and goes to the NCAA and says, this is what happened. I don't think that's what's going to happen. And who knows? Because, again, people put all sorts of things in their Venmo transaction line. I only use emojis. So just in case, mine are private, but just in case you find them, you're going to have to decode the emoji. But the only thing that would happen is if a player had, say, a DraftKings or a FanDuel account and they got the history of that,
yeah.
That would be different. And they've changed, they talk about changing the rules where you can bet on the NFL because they understand that college students, they're going to bet, they have easy access to this. But you can't bet on college sports if you're a college athlete. Like that's always going to be a rule. That the books are going to make that a rule. The states are going to make that a rule. Like it's a federal law. You can't fix games. So like you can't gamble on your own sport. So that's where you have an issue. But if they can't find any proof of that, I don't see what more comes of this. So short answer, I don't know because I don't know if there's anything else out there. But if it's just this, if it's just the Venmo transaction list, I don't think you can prove anything.
You hear that, by the way? That's a giant sigh of relief from Brent Venables right there.
No doubt. I'm sorry. November 23rd, 2022, John Mateer maybe pays someone for Ultra Sports Gambling FIFA World Cup. I mean, it does sound a little too on the nose.
Now, that one would be fine.
Yes, FIFA's fine.
It was against the rules then, but it would be fine now.
Andy, we love it. The College Football Blue Bloods, you got to check this out. It's fantastic. Everything you write on Three and the podcast, Andy and Ari's a must listen. Thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, this one took us a little by storm. So just to get you caught up. So John Mateer is the new quarterback at Oklahoma, and he was at Washington State last year. And all of a sudden, it pops up these Venmo screen grabs of him paying someone named Richard Roden. We don't know who this person is.
That's the bookie, I'm assuming.
That's the bookie who's, I'm sure, wants to go by his real name. Richard Roden apparently is getting paid by John Mateer or someone who's claiming to be John Mateer. It's all very nebulous right now, and it says it's for sports gambling, and one of them says UCLA, USC. It doesn't say football, but obviously, you can't bet on college sports if you're in college football.
Yeah, so I do, if I just had to guess, if you put a gun to my head, I would say that this is his Venmo account, and I was going through his Venmo history last night, and then after 30 minutes of doing it, it all became private, so I couldn't see it anymore.
What'd you see in those 30 minutes of scrolling?
There was a lot of...
gambling.
No, there was just... I can't say some of the words on the radio.
Oh, interesting.
But when you look at this whole thing, I think Andy hit the nail right in the head, and that's what I thought. Because I remember when I was in college, right? I was in a fraternity. We had a house bookie, and we would just Venmo him. But it can't really prove anything. Like, I could write, okay, I'm gambling USC, UCLA, but if, my account's not linked to a FanDuel or to DraftKings or whatever, I don't think there's going to be a punitive action here. But this is a story, and Venables and Mateer, they're going to have to respond to this at some point, unless they just let this go away.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476.
Can you imagine it was just for pizza and wings and that's what
they
titled
around.
It just for jokes?
Now, Temple does play Oklahoma, my alma mater, on September 13th. John, can I give you enough money to maybe get Temple to cover that game? That'll probably be a 65-point underdog.
That's light. I'm just kidding. It is very interesting. I want to go back to Andy's original premise for even coming on the show, though, which is this Blue Bloods idea for college football. To me, and I know Andy had a formula here, but to not have Nebraska or Penn State just doesn't square. It doesn't seem right. And to put EJ's Miami team there also doesn't really seem right to me. I love Miami. I don't know if I consider them a blue blood like Michigan, who was playing in the year 1909.
I believe Miami now has the most Hall of Famers in the Pro Football Hall of Fame right now, I think they still, if not the most Pro Bowlers ever, they're in the top two or three.
It's like all off of that one 2001 team.
You can say that, but if we're talking about Blue Blood, talks about legacy, right? It's not just what you did yesterday or even 5 years
history.
Ago. Yeah, so when we talk about the legacy of football, the greatest players of all time, the most of them have come from Miami. So I don't know. To me, that makes sense for them to be Blue Blood for that reason alone.
My CTE, I don't know.
I think there's too many teams here. 12 teams? Like, I would have liked to.
There's 135 in college football. It's not that many.
I know, but 12, we got 12 Blue Bloods. Like, that should be the elite. To me, like, give a list of 5 teams. Like, who are the 5 Blue Bloods in college
football? If you want to take it from 12 to 5, I would probably say Bama,
yep.
Michigan,
mm-hmm.
Notre Dame,
yep.
USC,
who?
Ohio State.
That's 6 now,
Texas.
Right?
No, that was 5.
No, that was 5. But, you know, I
would take out USC. I would put Ohio State and Texas,
in.
With Michigan, Notre Dame, and Alabama.
Why is Texas over Miami? I mean, national titles does Texas have? 2?
I think the brand recognition, though, of Texas in the year of 2025 is a lot bigger than Miami.
888-710-4ISN. That's why this debate is crazy. 888-710-4476. And by the way, are we going to have Blue Bloods moving forward? If everyone's just taking a paycheck, does it even matter?
I think it's more college basketball, really, than
Well, I'm just
football.
Saying, if everyone's taking a paycheck, then does the prestige of the university really matter? What's to say Texas Tech's not the next Blue Blood, or Texas A&M, or SMU?
I found it interesting that even in the just missed Oregon, not even in the conversation.
They feel like new blood to me.
Yeah,
and I know they have a great history.
I agree, too.
They got to win.
Tennessee, LSU, yeah. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. College football blue bloods. What say you? Coming up, lots more to do, including we'll check in with our favorite college football coach next. Did they play this in the preseason game, Manny? Manny was in Buffalo over the weekend. Not to watch my Bills, to watch his Giants in the preseason.
The Giants have a quarterback. Manny likes both teams, though. He's a Bills fan.
This guy loves to...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spread misinformation on national radio.
Well, I've seen you in Bills gear before.
Well, he went to college in Buffalo.
Okay.
And that's when it seeps into your pores. And there's something about Buffalo you just can't quit.
We'll get the blue cheese out of him.
No, you got to have blue cheese there.
Of course.
Did you get wings when you were up there?
Of course. Imperial pizza. Delicious.
Let's get to Bogus. He's got the latest headlines for us on this fine Tuesday. What's up, Bogus?
You can get to me. We're going to stick with Manny. Get your day planner out because the NBA is releasing some marquee games this morning.
Keeping tabs on it right now.
Oh, my God. The Manny freak out preseason tweets are going to be just insufferable.
Plan your Manny moods accordingly. Night one of the new season is Tuesday.
Get a knife for my eyes now.
October 21st, the Thunder raised their banner against KD and the Rockets. Then it's Lakers-Warriors, both those games on NBC. The Knicks do host the Cavaliers on the next night, and then again on Christmas Day, that quintuple header. Now, officially, Knicks-Cavs, Thunder-Spurs, Mavs-Warriors, Rockets-Lakers, and T-Wolves-Nuggets.
Martin Luther King Day, Cooper Flagg debut at Madison Square Garden, pro debut.
Now let me
it's
take,
right around the corner.
Can't wait. Damn right it is.
It's August. Right it is. We're talking about MLK Day.
This is like Perloff telling us 2 weeks ago that it's winter, basically. That summer's over.
I know. He did say he heard a crackle of a leaf under his feet and said, summer's over.
Let me now take you back to Sunday's Bears-Dolphins telecast. Adam Amin, Jim Miller, Stacey Dales were on Chicago TV, and Bears wideout Roma Dunze joined them from the sideline during the game. And now I pass the mic to Stacey.
Rome, work with me on this one. Somebody on your staff told me that if you and DJ had a baby, it would be Luther Burden.
Is that wrong?
Because of the skill sets that you both bring.
Right, right, yeah.
Because of your contested ability and run after the catch and because of your speed and then because of DJ's... obviously, ability to be incredibly versatile. What I guess the point is.
Are you a proud dad?
I don't know.
Yeah.
She's so good, too. I don't love bringing this one thing to light. Stacey Dale's been doing this for a long time.
That's my adult. I belong to him.
Oh, yeah. She was in the WNBA.
She was a star in WNBA. She was nice.
But that could have been more easily presented as, it seems like he's a combination of your two skill sets.
That's my adult. I belong to him.
I'm just happy that she was relaying somebody else's metaphor, that she didn't come up with that on the fly. But what you can't see is Roma Dunze almost walking off camera. He is so confused by the question.
But I think we should do more of this. Like I've done this for years where if you see someone playing and they remind you of two different players, I would always say, oh, if this person, that person had a little nookie time and they created a baby, that would be the offspring.
That got, there was a visual there.
Yeah. Oh, that's how it happens.
So is Rome the big spoon or the little spoon in this Chicago?
Hey, speaking of stuff from preseason games that I totally missed, I missed this, so thank you for bringing it to our attention. Did you guys see the thing with Geno Smith flipping off the person in Seattle?
He wrote me off. I ain't right back, though.
Totally missed it. Some guy had a sign up that said, you and Jamarcus Russell, the biggest bust
in the NFL. Like, who's the biggest bust?
Yeah.
And it's easily Jamarcus Russell. I would have given that guy a middle finger.
Okay, no, it's not one middle finger.
It's two.
It's two.
Double bird.
With some length.
Max Crosby joined him too.
And then Pete Carroll came and tried to rip the sign out of their hands. I don't know how I missed this whole thing.
Oh, yeah, this was a big deal.
It's like Pete Carroll on tippy toes, like trying to grab the sign from some fan.
That fan is a clown.
Oh, just let it go, guys. It's a sign.
Yeah,
I
agree. I think they all three
Everyone
guys.
Everyone overreacted.
They all overreacted. But that like, if you're a Seahawks fan, that guy should be disowned. Like, Geno Smith, you guys had Russell Wilson, who, yes, he was a Super Bowl champion, but by the end of his time there was a malcontent and a declining player. And you guys looked like you were going to descend into just complete irrelevance. And Geno Smith comes out of nowhere, takes you to the playoffs. You remain relevant for a couple of years. And, okay, he moves on. That's fine. Yeah. Now you got a guy saying you're worse than Jamarcus Russell. Give me a break. Get out of here.
I know, but the thing, it's so stupid. It's so silly. Like, Geno Smith is just signed another $50 million. Like, he's done nothing like Jamarcus. There's nothing... He saved his career. They're not even close to the same.
I like the swagger from Geno in this one. I do.
But the way double bird, it was so aggressive.
Right. And then, like you said, other people come in as if that was a very targeted, like that specifically bothers Geno Smith. Like,
the guy nothing knew offensive about him.
That, it's what he was doing.
They revealed more about Geno's insecurity. You're right. If they just ignored it.
He can't mention Jamarcus. He can't see, don't let him see his name.
Yeah, I always laugh when someone gives me the double bird. Like, there's nothing more that I enjoy when I'm driving. And you have someone next to you that has road rage, and then they're honking their horn and they're driving past you, and both their hands are off the steering wheel, which is not safe, and they're giving you like the double bird. I just laugh and blow them kisses. It's a very enjoyable experience.
Yeah, you can't flip people off, and once you enter the public spotlight a little bit more, because you're never sure if all of a sudden, you know, this happened. Actually, my parents had a restaurant, a catering company, and they had a van with their company name and phone number and stuff on the side. It's like a, you know, advertisement. And someone was driving their van delivering cookie baskets one day and flipped someone off,
nice.
Who they probably cut off anyway. And the person who got cut off called, and my mom picked up, and they're like, I just want to let you know, one of your drivers just gave me the bird.
The bird is such a great, like, it's such a it great awesome. Move. It's a yeah. great move. It's like,
go bird!
I almost never do it. I did it for the first time this summer, actually.
Oh, congratulations.
In years. Like, maybe since, like, high school. No, because some jackass, we're in a public park where people are having picnics.
Oh, this wasn't even in a car.
No, I wanted all the smoke. All right, we're in a public park. Where people are having picnics, my dog is out there. Is a kid, young kids are out there, and some loser.
Let's go.
He must have been 45 years old. Is racing some little mini like little car? Those things like
RC car?
No,
a remote control car.
Yeah, a remote control car. Okay. Like if he was 8 years old. Okay. I haven't done one of these things. I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
And this guy is flying this thing at what felt like 30 to 40 miles an hour where there are kids running. My dog is getting agitated. And, yeah. like, I, like, once waved them, hey, like, you got, like, don't come over here. Can you just do it close to where you are? Like, yeah. I can wave from a distance. This guy, of course, is 60 yards away.
Hmm.
Keeps coming back to my area.
And you flipped him off?
Yeah, flipped him off while I was leaving.
I knew you looked familiar, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Keep your toys to yourself.
Zach, you turned into a 6'2 Dominican man. That's what this guy looked like to me from a distance.
It could be my doppelganger.
No.
Si, senor.
How about this?
Yo soy fiesta.
Can you put this on the poll? A little Gronkowski there. Put this on the poll. The last time you flipped someone the bird.
Saludos, compañeros.
Mine was this morning. I mean, I gave people a lot of the finger when I walked in this morning.
But that's like
that's
a good morning to people, Adi.
Yeah. Just a wave.
It had something behind it.
Happiest Pete looked in months, honestly.
What else you got, Bugs? That's time for one more.
A little more serious note. The Nevada State Supreme Court has ruled in John Gruden's favor in his lawsuit against Roger Goodell and the NFL. The case will proceed now to open court, not league-run arbitration. Gruden says the commissioner and the league leaked his gross emails on purpose to get the Raiders to fire him. And the Brewers have now won 10 straight games, 13 of their last 14, 25 of 29, and 49 of 65.
Good Lord.
Courtesy of last night's 7-1 home win over the Pirates. They are 30 games over 500, and they lead the Cubs by 6.5 games now in the NL Central.
You know what this all means, though.
Quick exit in October.
NLDS, that's
unsustainable.
Right.
Unsustainable.
No, you're so nice and friendly to the people in Milwaukee.
I spent the summer in Wisconsin. It's a beautiful place.
And this is how you're going to do them.
Brewers baseball, brother.
Yeah. Well, it is a little bit odd to be this hot, and they're incredible, but there is not an expectation that they're going to win, right? I mean, in the NL, don't you just think the Dodgers are going to be there?
I think this team is real.
They'll beat the Mets.
Well, the Mets stink.
Oh, go drown yourself in Spotted Cow, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Hey, you want me
how
to be
Spotted Cow?
You want me to be, you know?
I'd be happy to drown in Spotted Cow. Honestly,
take off the Yankee-colored lenses. I'm just, you know, trying to be objective.
Oh,
over
the ones
here.
That had you say they're back this morning because they
so
won.
Back. Hey, yeah. Let me tell you something. Those
you tweet more
jacks,
about the Mets than the Yankees. You fraud.
That's not even very close to being true. I'm not taking your bait today. Throw it to break.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin, I support you, and I think the Brewers are for real.
Yeah. Well, Manny hates Wisconsin. Don't let him in.
I love Sheboygan, okay? I don't know if you guys spent time in Sheboygan. I have.
I'm not going there. I'm not going there, Bogus. I just watch baseball, and I'm like, that team plays the right way.
Well,
big fan of
they
Wisconsin
are really
Rabbits.
Good, but the other part, too, is that this is the false bravado of the Yankee fan. What has always been the elixir for the Yankees? Playing the Twins. Minnesota fans, I'm not trying to pick on you. You know this more than anybody. It's just like it's the salve. It's the bomb that
gets
the Yankees right.
It's like a bye week.
I know. It's crazy. How does it keep happening? I don't know. I don't know, John. 888-710-4ISN.
That's baseball, Maggie.
Lots to do. Oh, speaking of John Gruden, got a question for you off that coach and another former coach who's trying to get back into the biz. Do that next. It's Maggie and Perloff. Zach Gelbin today. Welcome back. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show. Zach Gelb is in for Perloff today, and we've covered a lot of ground, but there's one story out there. It's kind of like same story, but about two coaches.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Two very different circumstances. The first is John Gruden, who just won a court battle against the NFL in Nevada State Court. He's saying that the NFL leaked his very damaging, embarrassing, homophobic, racist, misogynistic emails on purpose to try to get him fired from the Raiders. And that continues to progress, Zach, in favor of Gruden. So the NFL is looking pretty bad here. This is Gruden on YouTube talking to Georgia about how he wants to coach, and he wants to coach in the SEC.
The only reason I really came here is I want to coach again. I'm being honest with you. I do not bull either. I want to coach again. I'd die to coach in the SEC. I would love it. I would love it.
Okay. tell us what you really think, Coach. By the way, if you're Kirby Smart, you got to be like, what are you kidding? I invited you here, and
flip,
this is how you're going to...
double, exject, 36 counter naked waggle at 7, X quarter on 1. Ready?
So that's Gruden. Where would he coach in the SEC is the first question. We'll get to the second coach next. What do you think?
I would say Auburn. Auburn, to me, I thought 2 years ago hiring Hugh Freeze, it wasn't a mistake, but I would have gone after Coach Prime and Deion Sanders. I said it then. I don't think Auburn's going to be all that good this year. Maybe at best 7 wins. I think they're going to be, though, below 500. And I'm not a big fan of Hugh Freeze in the year of 2025. I would think about bringing in John Gruden at Auburn.
But you're going to bring in one coach who was coming off of a scandal.
Yeah.
Hugh Freeze was for another coach who's coming off of a scandal, and
yeah,
you don't care.
In college football, I don't think they give a rat's ass about that.
Well, if they really didn't care, then Gruden would have been hired already. I really do believe that. And it would have, maybe not the SEC, but I'm surprised. Like, we're all so cynical about sports at times, and we're all especially cynical about college football. If he really wanted a coach, a program would have taken a flyer on him.
But the question is, like, for years it was speculated about Tennessee and his potential interest. Now he's saying, I would die to coach in the bleeping SEC. And I do believe him going to Barstool is going to restore his image, especially in the NFL. Now, I know Roger Goodell and Portnoy, they hate each other, but a lot of these teams, like, they love Barstool. So I think the image of Gruden with these unboxings that he does on Barstool and the football show that he does on Barstool, it's going to repair his image where when we're sitting here this time next year and now he's made it abundantly clear and then some with a lot of profanity that he wants to coach in college, I do think there's going to be some schools. The question is, will it be a Power Four or will it be a Group of Five school?
I think it's Arkansas or Mississippi State. Those were the two that I kind of looked at. I was like, I bet they would get desperate to the point where Arkansas, not that he was involved in a scandal at all, but going after John Calipari on the basketball side, right? Like, okay, we've got a guy who, you know, it was falling apart at Kentucky. We're going to bring him in. People are saying that, you know, he's not as great a coach as he used to be, but he's got a huge, he's got a huge personality. They've got tons of money. And I could see Arkansas, if they made a change. And they brought in Bobby Petrino to be their offensive coordinator. So clearly they don't care about scandal.
Let me tell you, Pig Suey, if we have Calipari and Gruden.
Yep.
Oh, sign me up for that.
All of a sudden, that's an extremely interesting, colorful athletic department. Okay, the second coach is Jimbo Fisher. So Jimbo Fisher also saying recently that he would like to get back into coaching. Do you see that, Zach?
Pass. I have no interest in seeing Jimbo Fisher on a sideline again. I thought he was embarrassing on the field at A&M, but it was worse off the field when he took zero accountability and just made excuse after excuse after excuse for his putrid performances there. I would just say to Jimbo, who is a good talker, that's the irony of everything I just said, become a star on you know, the ACC network or whoever just hired him, and that's what I would go about right now.
Yeah, I think Jimbo Fisher is definitely going to be coaching again. Now, remember, it was that massive buyout from A&M. He got $75 million or whatever, so he could lay low for a little bit. To me, Jimbo Fisher screams Big 12 coach. Whether that's going to be, say, Baylor as a down year with Dave Aranda, someone like that, I could see Jimbo Fisher coming in and looking like a get. I mean, let's, guys, be honest. Like, I know it didn't go well at A&M, obviously, but he's one of four coaches in college football that have actually won a national championship who are still coaching. So he's got a pedigree, and I think a Big 12 team would take a flyer on him.
I know that it's kind of rough to compare him to Dan Mullen because, like you said, he won a national championship, but Dan Mullen, who was at Mississippi State, was at Florida, was such a hot name for so many years. Now he's coaching at UNLV, and that's the job that he had to take if he wanted a job. I kind of think it's more of a Group of Five job for Jimbo Fisher rather than a Power Four. I think the game has just passed him by. Hmm. He's getting up there in age, and I just don't see what the excitement would be to bring in a Jimbo Fisher. I would rather go with a younger, inexperienced coach that is like 35, you know, Notre Dame taking a gamble on a Marcus Freeman instead of just going for the big name of Jimbo Fisher. If this was 6-7 years ago, I wouldn't be saying this. I'd be jumping all over Jimbo Fisher. But in the year of 2025, then going to 2026, he just doesn't do it for me.
Man, is Jimbo that old? He's going to be 60 in October.
He's getting up there.
Bill Belichick's 72.
Yeah, but he's dating a 24-year-old.
Yeah, that is true.
Makes him younger.
Okay, John Gruden coaching in college, Jimbo Fisher back in college. What do you think? We asked you last segment, when's the last time you flipped someone the bird? And Andrew is in Cleveland, Ohio. Andrew, was this road rage incident or something else?
No, it was something else. So I was visiting my in-laws. To make a long story short, like, I grew up in a very loving family. I'm not saying my wife's family isn't loving, but they love to argue.
Got it.
Visiting my in-laws over the weekend, and, you know, we had a great trip, did some kayaking, things like that. We were just sitting down, having some watermelon, hanging out, and my wife and her mom, like, got into a little argument, nothing crazy, just some banter back and forth. And as I'm sitting there, her mom just literally flips her off right in front of me, and my wife, Leslie, she was like, "Can you please not do this in front of Andrew? Like, he's not used to this. Please do not do this." And it was just kind of funny, and took us all kind of aback.
It's always the moms.
Oh my gosh, Andrew, I love it. Do you have any idea what they were arguing about? What inane, small thing were they arguing about? The mom flipped the daughter the bird.
It was just, it's just like anything. Like, the mom always has to have the last word. Mm. And, you know, they just always need to have their final say. And my wife was trying to, like, get her point across, and her mom just got upset and just flipped her off.
Andrew, amazing story. You know, when you go kayaking, All
that's his
are
mother-in-law,
off.
Right?
Yeah.
Kind of want to flip the mother-in-law off now. I feel like it'd be poetic justice.
I thought that's where he was going. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
You got to have a set made of stone to flip your mother-in-law off. That would be crazy. There are some families, I think that's how they show love. Like families full of lawyers and stuff. Like how they show love to each other is by
guys
arguing
got a set on them.
All the time.
Have you ever watched a Jerry Springer show back in the day? A lot of flipping off of mother-in-laws. And
like that. That was mother-daughter. Just kayaking and whatnot. All of a sudden, flipping a daughter the bird.
Turned up real quick.
She said, please don't do this in front of Andrew.
That is a bogus family member?
That's a very awkward thing. Not necessarily flipping the bird, but like that situation when wife and mother-in-law are arguing and you just got to be there.
Yeah, don't say a word.
Yeah, and then especially then when your wife is like, oh, don't do this in front of you. So and you're like, I'm just here to have a good time.
Go
bird! Do whatever you want.
EJ just starts singing when that happens. Why can't we be friends?
No, you just have to stay completely silent.
Yeah.
You can't. It's like getting in the middle of two dogs fighting or something. Just don't do it.
What always happens then, though, is then both ladies eventually go to you and they said, well, what do you think about this? And you don't give an opinion, then you're the one that looks like the jackass.
That's when I would just jump into the ocean. Hold that thought. I'm just going to go take a swim in the Atlantic.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.